doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of love and tenderness, you need only submit them online at 194.com, and we'll tackle them here on the show in the Playhouse. Love doctors every now and then. First up, love doctors. Love doctors. You are the love gurus. I've been dating an awesome guy for 3 months. He used to date my best friend, but they broke up a year ago. But because of their past, I don't really talk about him with my friend. But I thought she knew. She didn't. And she just found out from another friend that I've been dating him. And now she's furious. I can't believe that word hadn't got to her till now, but it hadn't. She's accused me of stealing her boyfriend. Says that I was obviously trying to take him away while they were together. I wasn't and I didn't. They broke up and we didn't get together for many months until after the fact. I tried to explain that, but she won't listen. Do I have to leave him in order to save this friendship, or what do I do?
Well, the fact that you guys have been dating for 3 months now and she just found out makes me think that you guys are not the best of friends.
Bingo.
You're not that close. I understand why she's upset. You didn't tell her. Maybe that's something you should have said right away. And I'm sure it really does hurt her feelings. You've been dating someone she has dated for 3 months and never mentioned it. I think if you want to save that friendship, do you think it's worth saving? Are you guys that close of friends? If you are, say, I am sorry how all this went down, but I would really like to talk to you and sit her down and explain things.
Bother to mention that kind of thing next time to your friend. But hopefully there's not a lot of her exes that you start dating. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I hate to say it, but I think my relationship might be failing. We've dated for 4 years, and I don't really want to walk away because we've become more friends and roommates than anything else. I'm not looking forward to putting in the effort into meeting and finding somebody new, but is that enough reason to just settle for someone who doesn't meet all your criteria or excite you in any way, just not wanting to have to deal with finding somebody new? That's probably not a great reason to stay with somebody, if we're being honest.
No, you need to get out of that relationship. Once it turns from a relationship to just being like friends and roommates, that's not good. And yeah, it's going to seem like a lot of work. And I guarantee once you get out of that relationship and you start living on your own, you're probably just going to want to do you for a little bit. And you're not going to be interested in looking for anyone. So give it time. And after being single for a little bit, you'll start wanting to date again.
Love doctors. Love doctors. You're on the Love Gurus. Last one today. I've been seeing a guy for a couple of weeks, and there's something he does that is so troublesome to me. He somewhat regularly is picking his nose. I've called him out on it, and I know he's trying to stop, but it seems like he's done it so open and often in his life that he's not even realizing half the time that he's doing it. Would it be petty to break up with someone just because they pick their nose?
So he's like subconsciously picking his nose?
He's just all of a sudden looking at him, and he's digging around in his nose.
Is he doing it in public? That's what I want to know.
For you, that would be the thing?
Yeah. I think everybody picks their nose. If it bothers you that much and he's not stopping, then you can say something. But, like, what is he doing? He's blowing his nose? I don't understand. He's just literally sitting there picking it?
Well, and see, now I think you have to also define public. Like, walking around the grocery store, sitting at work, digging in his nose, public, yes. Sitting next to just you on the couch, is that public? Would you like him to leave the room?
Well, see, I wouldn't consider that public, but is it like he is picking his nose because there's something in there bothering him? He gets it and then he's done? Is he blowing his nose? I need more on it. Or he just constantly has a finger up there and he's picking his nose.
We need more details on the loogie. I think if you love him, you're going to look past it, but you keep bringing it up because, yes, he's probably just got so used to nobody calling him out that he's poking around in his face. But if you are always bringing it up, eventually that will have an effect, I would think.
You know what? Every time he does it, say, hey, or just look at him. Steven was bad at biting his nails. So anytime he does it, I say, whoop, what are you doing?
You know, maybe he can work it in his proposal someday. You know, just like I picked this, I picked you.
Pulls it out.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.